to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In the wake of the Supreme Court's decision invalidating a Trump-era ban on bump stocks last week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today announcing plans to take action.
I'm announcing a plan for the United States Senate to vote, known as a unanimous consent vote, to restore the bump stock ban.
That device alters a semi-automatic weapon so it can fire more rapidly. A wave of gun violence across cities in this weekend's Father's Day. Two mass shootings, one today in Methuen, Massachusetts, where a gunman injured 9 people at a social media meetup. A search is on for the suspect. And police are still investigating yesterday's mass shooting outside Detroit at the Splash Pad, injuring 9 people, including 2 young boys. Police say the shooter died by suicide, and it appears to be a random act. At the 2-day peace conference in Switzerland, 80 countries calling for the territorial integrity of Ukraine as a basis for any peace deal to end Russia's 2-year war. This is ABC News. Israelis burying their dead today. That after a deadly Hamas ambush that left a group of soldiers dead. That attack coming as the IDF is gearing up to launch a larger operation in the Sidr city of Rafah. Here's ABC's Jordana Miller.
Hamas attacking an Israeli armored vehicle in a suburb of Rafah, a large explosion killing all 8 soldiers inside, the deadliest attack in many months. The Israeli army investigating whether Hamas planted a bomb or fired an anti-tank missile. The fatal incident highlighting the dangers of a future large-scale operation in Rafah City, Hamas's last stronghold. It's also increasing calls from Israeli protesters on Netanyahu's government to reach a ceasefire as soon as possible. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Still no progress on a ceasefire deal. The U.S. and Egypt and Qatar urging Hamas to accept the latest proposal. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is partly sunny and 79 degrees at 12:03. Look for partly cloudy, breezy, muggy conditions today. It'll be turning very warm with highs in the upper 80s. Winds will be south-southwest 10 to 20. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a low of 65. And partly cloudy, hot and humid tomorrow with isolated showers or thunderstorms possible and a high of 92. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our current temperature is 79 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Sunday, June 16th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. And just wanted to pass this information along to you because of the weather we had earlier. The Plain and Casanova Hometown League baseball game has been pushed back to start at 2 o'clock today. Warmer temperatures forecast throughout Wisconsin over the next several days could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising motorists to be alert and take extra caution. Pavement can buckle when the weather quickly goes from cool to very hot. This causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against one another. If the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle and create unexpected bumps or dips. Watch the Wisconsin Department of Transportation animation on pavement buckles. While it is difficult to predict if or where buckling may occur, Wisconsin DOT offers these tips. Slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers, including highway crews, as they repair damaged pavement. Before your trip, check the 511 travel information system at 511wi.gov for the latest on any incidents or delays. If necessary, report serious pavement issues by calling 911. Be ready to provide specific location information. June is National Home Ownership Month, an opportunity for you to reflect on the importance of the home and its role in their lives. With a median asking price of $330,000 for a home, becoming a homeowner takes dedication, patience, and smart budgeting. For many first-time homebuyers, closing the deal on the purchase is a time of celebration and gratitude. While moving furniture and solidifying paperwork might seem like the biggest obstacle to enjoy your new home, it doesn't take long before they find their first major home improvement project. Home purchasing is one of the largest and most significant investments in your life. It is essential to exercise caution when contracting services for home improvement projects to protect your investment. In 2023, the BBB Scam Tracker Risk Report showed that home improvement scams were the riskiest amongst consumers 55 and older. Scammers often impersonated well-known or established companies, and after receiving initial payment, will only disappear after even beginning the project. Desperate to establish communication, homeowners can contact corporate or local offices for the company, only to learn that the person who sold the job is not an employee. Home improvement scams often begin with an unsolicited offer from a door-to-door salesperson or an ad posted on social media. While not all door-to-door solicitors are scammers, BBB recommends carefully evaluating any contractor utilizing this method to provide service, especially in the aftermath of damaging storms or other natural disasters. Some businesses may need more insurance to cover unintentional damages to your home or yard during the project. Use sub-quality materials that will not last or lack licensing required to conduct repair or renovation work in your area. Be especially wary of contractors who claim to have been working in the area and have leftover material they can use to complete your project at a discount. To contract with confidence, receive at least 3 quotes from separate businesses before settling on a final decision. Homeowners who take the time to interview multiple companies before deciding who to contract can be confident they are not overpaying for services. Never pay the total project cost up front. Even if the contractor offers a significant discount for paying the project's total cost up front, BBB always recommends staggering payments through the length of the project. Staggering payments allow you to inspect the work at specific milestones, ensuring that the work is completed to your satisfaction before releasing the next payment installment. You should avoid contractors that ask for more than half of the total project cost upfront. Understand licensing requirements. Depending on the type of work, state or local, regulatory agencies may require different licensing. Spend the time to double check that the license is valid with the applicable agency. The contractor should be forthcoming in describing how you can verify the active license. You may be held liable for work completed by an unlicensed contractor that does not comply with building codes or results in property damage. And be wary of too-good-to-be-true deals. For more information, the Better Business Bureau hosts an online resource center to understand the various aspects of home ownership and improvement or repair projects at bbb.org/homeHQ. In addition to advice when contracting plumbers, electricians, roofers, or landscapers, the Resource Center also provides information about mortgage lenders, home inspectors, and real estate agents. You can use BBB's search engine to find contracting services near you, both BBB accredited and not, to assist in your decision-making process. For more information, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. And the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals wrap up today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Today's final performance is currently underway. Tickets at the gate today are $9 for adults and $8 for students and senior citizens. Children 6 to 12 will be admitted for $4 and children under 6 for free. Upon completion of placing points verification, there will be an award ceremony at the Connections Building, and then afterwards the national team meeting will follow. WRCO News Time is 12:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. On sale, Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Hormel flavored pork tenderloins that are great for the grill. Pork ribs starting at $2.50 a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Tortino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, or buy 9 and get one free. Old Orchard frozen concentrate, apple, banana, and strawberry juice, $1.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 80 degrees at 12:14. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
June Dairy Days in Richland County features a parade, a breakfast on the farm, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo. Ongoing history in the making for all those events. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, here's the rest of the story. It's now the 43rd Dairy Breakfast in Richland County, with all of those 42 years of history that annually have been provided by the Richland County Farm Women in organizing trips to area farms within Richland County, along with the outstanding job done by Coordinator Annette Lewis. There's also a notable history for Wisconsin State Rodeo Championships, which for many years have been held in Richland Center. According to the 1989 version of Wisconsin Off the Beaten Path, a guide to unique places, on page 28, Richland Center hosts the high school rodeo championships each June at the Richland County Fairgrounds on County Road AA on the city's north side. Kids from around the state compete in calf roping, bulldogging, bronc riding, barrel racing, and other bone-jarring events. Some of the youngsters eventually go on to either the college rodeo and then also for the pro circuit. Stop by the Chamber office downtown, located in a 1937 Pullman railroad car. Now you have to remember, this was 1989. They'll also be able to tell you about other events and details in the area. On the WHSRA.org website, details for the 2024 events, which opened Wednesday, June 12th, and concludes Sunday, June 16th at noon, with the WHSRA State Finals Short Go. Of notoriety listed in the 2024 schedule are local rodeo contacts, Kenda and Gary Deaver, as well as the local veterinary on call, Clay Dean from the Riverdale Veterinary Clinic. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the Blue River Bridge collapse in 1947.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
WRCO News time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open, public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift house person. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today is Sunday, June 16th. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green, died June 7th after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home tomorrow from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath is survived by her parents, Rich and Kathy Heath, three sisters, Brianna, Courtney, and Erica Heath, aunts and uncles, and many cousins, other relatives, and friends. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died June 3rd. Graveside services with an American Legion Auxiliary Service will be held Wednesday at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday from 1 until 3. Linda Sherd is survived by her mother, Arbutus Schumacher, two sisters, Kathy and Tom Pulvermacher, and Pat and Ray Wilson. Special friend and neighbor, Kenda Tisdale. Nieces and nephews, many great nieces and nephews, one great-great niece. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96, of Blue River, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at the Basswood Union Church, Rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Lee Lauver is survived by her brother, Audrey and Mia Voss, and many nieces and nephews in her homeland of the Netherlands. Stepchildren, Chris and Bruce Cato of Kentucky, Kenneth and Sandy Lauver Jr. of New Jersey, Jamma Lauver of Texas, and Jeffrey Lauver of Nevada, several step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Leonora J. Lee Lauver, 96, of Blue River.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update on this Father's Day.
Well, that batch of rain that we had early this morning is shifting away from our region now, and temperatures starting to heat up a bit. And that'll be the trend throughout the afternoon as we get more sunshine and that gusty southwest wind continues. We'll probably end up in the upper 80s, maybe even near 90 in a couple of spots. And with the dew points well into the 60s to near 70, the heat index could reach the mid-90s. So take it a bit easy out there later this afternoon. The hot and sticky weather will be with us for a couple more days, but we're carefully watching a front that will stall out just to our north from the Central Plains up through Minnesota and northern Wisconsin. That'll be the focal point for quite a few showers and thunderstorms. Some of those will occasionally break off and clip us, but right now the heaviest rain looks to stay back in Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin, where some places could see about 6 to 8 inches over the next 3 or 4 days. It will turn just a touch cooler later this week, but still around normal. The forecast for the rest of today, partly cloudy, breezy, muggy, and turning quite warm, with highs mostly in the upper 80s. South to southwest wind 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy and humid with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, hot and humid. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, high 92. South wind between 10 and 20. Monday night, a slight chance of a shower, low 72. Tuesday, partly cloudy, breezy, hot and humid. Slight chance of a thunderstorm, high reaching the low 90s. Then we have a better chance of thunderstorms late Tuesday night into Wednesday. Still muggy Wednesday with a high of 82. Thursday, variably cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high 82. Friday, a couple of patches of sunshine, otherwise muggy, with areas of rain and storms possible once again, high 83. Saturday, warm and humid with another chance of rain, high 84 degrees. Happy Father's Day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and we're up to 81 degrees after a morning low of 65. Yesterday's high was 78 and we received no precipitation. Our record high set back in 1946 is 95 degrees with a record low of 37 set back in 1961. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 46. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are out of the southeast at around 3 to 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.77. Our relative humidity is at 68%, so it makes that 81 degrees feels like it's 84 degrees outside. And we'd received 34 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
And on this Father's Day, there is Home Talent League baseball action going on today. First of all, in the northern section, it's going to be playing at Casanova. And as we mentioned earlier, that game has been pushed back from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So a 2 o'clock first pitch time for playing at Casanova. Also in the northern section, it's Cross Plains at Ashton, Reedsburg at Sauk Prairie, Wanakee at Middleton. In western section today, it's Belleville at Dodgeville, Schulzberg-Benton at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb, Arena at Wyota, Muscadet at Ridgeway, Verona at Argyle, and it'll be Hollandale at Blanchardville. The 2024 WIAA State Girls Soccer Tournament wrapped up yesterday in Milwaukee, and those winning titles in Division IV, it was Cedar Grove, Belgium, beating Prairie School by a score of 5-1 to take the Division IV title. In Division III, the champions are Plymouth by defeating Catholic Memorial by a score of 2-1. In Division II, Oregon beat Whitefish Bay by a score of 1-0 to clinch the Division II title. And taking home the Division I title is Muskego by defeating Kimberly by a score of 2-1. Joey Ortiz had a three-run homer. Bryce Wilson gave up three hits in 5 1/3 innings, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Cincinnati Reds 3-1 yesterday. The Reds, who had won 9 of 11 games, dropped to 34-36 and missed the chance to climb back to .500 for the first time since they were 16-16 on May 3rd. Jared Koenig opened up for Milwaukee and pitched to two-three batters before Wilson took the mound with a runner at first. Wilson walked two and struck out six. Trevor McGill ran into trouble in the ninth but recovered for his 12th save in 13 chances. And the Brewers will be looking to take that series against the Reds today. First pitch for that contest will be at 1:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting shortly at 12:35. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, it'll be the Cardinals at the Cubs. The Orioles will be hosting the Phillies. Nationals hosting the Marlins. The Rays will be at the Braves. The Guardians will be at the Blue Jays. The Mets will be hosting the Padres. The Astros will be hosting the Tigers. It will be the Athletics at the Twins. The Reds, as I mentioned, is at the Brewers. And the Rockies will be hosting the Pirates. The Giants hosting the Angels. The Diamondbacks hosting the White Sox. The Royals at the Dodgers. It'll be the Rangers at the Mariners, the Yankees at the Red Sox, and that actually will be a Sunday night baseball game. There it looks like there's two Sunday night baseball games this week, and the other one features the Athletics at the Twins. Connor McDavid scored his first goal of the Stanley Cup Final as part of a four-point night, and the Edmonton Oilers routed the Florida Panthers 8-1 in Game 4 to avoid being eliminated in a sweep. The Oilers scored 5 goals on their first 16 shots to chase playoff MVP candidate goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky early in the second period. They got a goal shorthanded from Matthias Janmark 3 minutes in to get the already fired up crowd into it, and on a 5-on-3 goal later that ended for 0-for-12 Trout on power plays in the series. Stuart Skinner was spectacular at the other end to send the series back to Sunrise for Game 5 on Tuesday night. Bryson DeChambeau put on another show at Pinehurst, number two in the U.S. Open. He belted drives, he made birdies, he even had his sore hips worked on, and he shot a 67, and that gives him a three-shot lead going into the final round. At stake is a chance to win a second U.S. Open title. He also won at Winged Foot in 2020, with the lowest score ever shot on that course. He has a chance to do the same at Pinehurst. Still ahead is 18 holes with Rory McIlroy, Patrick Cantlay, and Mathieu Pavon, all three shots behind. Gervonta Tank Davis made a triumphant return to the ring. After more than a year away, he dominated Frank Martin, knocked him out at 129 of the eighth round last night to retain the WBA Lightweight Championship. Davis delivered a right and two lefts to Martin's face to send him to the canvas and his first career loss after he won his first 18 fights. Tank again proved to be one of boxing's most ferocious punchers. He improved to 30-0 with all but two by knockout. The NCAA will allow advertisements on football fields for the regular season games in all three divisions beginning this season. The move creates a new revenue stream for schools facing mounting costs in the changing college sports landscape. Advertisements will be allowed on three spots on the field. There can be a single ad centered on the 50-yard line, in addition to no more than two smaller flanking ads elsewhere. The ads could be placed on the field on a game by a game-by-game basis or for the whole season. The NCAA says the change brings regular season games in line with bowls and neutral site games. And the NCAA's recent agreement with the major conferences to set paths towards schools directly paying athletes could have major consequences for softball. At a time of significant growth and visibility in the sport, some coaches are concerned money could be steered away, threatening softball's stability once the rules fully take shape. Among the concerns are programs getting shut down because money is going to other sports and money being distributed so a limited number of athletes at the top. Much lies in the hands of decision makers to ensure the future of the sport. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. Are you awake? Are you asleep? It's hard to tell with your back to me. Turn around and face me if you can. Are you afraid what I might see? If you should look at me, now tell me.
That was Tony M.F. Turner with Everything's Gonna Be All Right, right here on WRCO, and everything is gonna be all right, despite the hot weather that's coming in today. Our temperature is now up to 83 degrees. The winds have picked up to about 8 miles per hour out of the southeast. So it's gonna be an interesting day weather-wise. I will keep everybody informed on temperatures and heat indexes. We had a humidity of 68%. During the newscast, it gave, when it was 81, it gave a high of 84 heat index of 84 degrees. So be sure to keep yourself hydrated wherever you're at today, especially if you're out at the fairgrounds and enjoying that out there or out and about with Dad today. And once again, happy Father's Day to all the great dads out there. So hopefully each and every one of you can stay cool today. And then coming up, as I said, during the next hour, I'll be giving away a prize. And so you have to tune in, and I'll let you know when it gets closer what that prize will be. And I'll mention it at the top of the hour, and then during that hour, we'll see what we can do for a giveaway. And be the lucky caller. I'll give you the caller number, and when you call, you can win a certificate to this big event that we have coming up next Sunday. So stay tuned, and I will give you more information. And also, the Brewers are on the air right now. They're playing the Cincinnati Reds, and then, like I said, that game is currently underway. The first pitch will be at 1:10, and you can hear that on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Radio on. Guess I'm stressed in life, says the bags under my eyes. Is this really what it means to be grown? And on the way back, it hit me that the girl I used to be's been missing.
Y'all, I'm tired of this mess. Who made these rules?
having fun, and I didn't even have to try. Do you remember when Friday night stayed on your brain, and talking on the phone all evening drove your mama insane? So I'm gonna let down all the windows, turn up my radio, and I sang to the top.
Cowboy, hard as a rock. Mama, she was quiet as a prayer. And Daddy'd always tell me, son, you gotta be tough. Mama'd kiss my cheek and say, play fair. Well, I did my best to make them proud of me, but it's never been an easy place to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord. Most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne.
Mama's love was tender, Daddy's love was strong, but both of them were there to help the weak. They taught me to stand up and fight for what is right. They showed me how to turn the other cheek. Now I see there's both of them in me, and maybe that's the best I'll ever hope to be. And John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord. Most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John.
Come on up. this broken heart afloat. Gonna take a lot of river, running all the livelong day. Gonna take the Mississippi, the Monongahela and the Ohio. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away.
Is she in New Orleans? Is she a Cajun queen? I wonder what she's doing now. But if I know her, she's got brains and furs, struggling along somehow.
Struggling along somehow. It's gonna take a lot of river to keep this broken heart afloat. Gonna take a lot of river, running all the livelong day. Gonna take the Mississippi, the Monongahela and the Ohio. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away.
Say that.